Lord, we exalt and appreciate you. We say thank you for another day in the land of the living. We thank you for the 30th day in the month of May 2026. Your name is highly exalted. We lay our crowns to worship you. We bless and magnify you. We say you are good. We say you are kind. You are more than what people call you. We thank you because we enjoy your faithfulness on a daily basis. We thank you because despite all our wrongs, you are there for us as a father. You are patient with us. We give you the glory. We exalt you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the second to the last day in the month of May. We are grateful. We lay our crowns to worship you. We lay it to her to say thank you. We are grateful. Lord, you are good. We say thank you for everything from the beginning of this month till this hour. We bless you and will continue to bless you for who you are, for what you have done, and for what you will do in our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Saturday, the 30th day in the month of May 2026. I want us to take our words of declaration from the book of Psalm 118. And I want you to get your Bible and let's read along. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord for his good, because his mercy endures forever. Let I now say, his mercy endures forever over me. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endured forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore I shall see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better I trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ I destroy them. They compassed me about like bees, they are quenched as fire of tongues. For in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ I destroy them. Thou hast thrust so at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord has chastised me, but he had not given me over to death. Amen." So this is the word of our declaration. And as we have made this declaration, it is well with us in Jesus' name. Once again, I want us to know that as we are rounding off this month, as we have been discussing from the first day of the month of May till this hour concerning renewal of strength. Those that wait upon the Lord, he renews their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. As we are about to round off this month, here is the real talk. Strength doesn't get renewed once and for all. Strength doesn't get renewed once and then you are set for life thinking that I'm free since I've been renewed once. No, it's a continual thing. If that were true, that we get renewed once and we are set for life, we wouldn't be tired again the next day or the next week. The truth is, we live in a world that moves fast, breaks people, and doesn't pause to ask if you are okay or not. The world isn't interested in building you up. It's not interested in our growth, but God is. He is the one interested in making you whole, not just getting you through the day, but shaping you to look more like him in how you think, love, and endure things. That's what renewal of strength is all about. It is not a quick fix, it's a process. God uses the very thing that wears you down, the delays, the pressure, the disappointment, to forge you, like Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." Waiting on him doesn't mean doing nothing. It means staying connected in him in the middle of it all, no matter how challenging it is. It is resting on God. resting in the trust of God, being intentional in our way, in our pattern of life, that I have a God, I will not fail. His strength is able to see me through. So it means staying connected in Him in the middle of it all, so He can rebuild us, be what He wants us to be. So I want you to stay alert. Don't check out. Don't live in a hurry. Be ready to be shaped, because in becoming like our Heavenly Father, we become crushed. We become grinded to become the version of who He really wants us to be. So all these processes comes in the place of crushing. I want us to look at these scriptures and make these prayers together. Psalm 118 verse 25 says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send your peace." Father, we cry to you this morning as brethren, and we say, Lord, save us, O Lord. We beseech you in your mercy. We cry for your mercy. Save us in the name of Jesus Christ. Send your peace into our midst. Your word said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, you will hear from heaven and you will heal our land. Lord, we come to you and we cry. We repent of our sins. We pray in your mercy that you will hear us and you will heal our land. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, send your peace into our midst. Let us enjoy your peace like a river. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the middle of the storm and chaotic situation, let us enjoy your peace in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say, peace be still in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Hosea chapter 1 verse 4 says, "And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and I will cause to seize the kingdom of the house of Israel." We are looking at this line, "I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu." I want us to tell God that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, fight for our cause. Avenge the blood of the innocent over everybody that represents Jehu in this our country. In the name of Jesus Christ, deliver us with your mighty hand that is outstretched. Deliver us in the name of Jesus Christ, and avenge our cause over every house that represents Jehu in this our country. In the name of Jesus Christ, over everybody that represents Jehu in our individual lives, in every areas of our lives, Lord, avenge for us. Avenge the blood of the innocent. Fight for our cause in the name of Jesus Christ. Avenge the blood of the innocent over everyone that represents the house of Jehu in this country in the name of Jesus Christ, and in our individual countries in the name of Jesus Christ, in our individual places of assignment in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. The later verse says, "And cause to seize the kingdom of the house of Israel." Let's tell God that, God, in the name of Jesus, let the kingdom that is not of God over our life cease. In the name of Jesus Christ, every representation of the kingdom of darkness over our lives, over our country, in our places of assignment, in our neighborhood, cause their kingdom to cease in your mighty power. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, cause their kingdom to cease in the name of Jesus Christ. Put an end to the rulership of their kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. You said yes, the prey will be delivered. This is your word for us. You said we will be delivered. Cause their kingdom to cease over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Verse 5 says, "And it shall come to pass at that edge that I will break the bowl of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." Let's tell God that, God, break the bowl of the wicked ones over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. The bowl they are using, break them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, break their bowl in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Verse 7 says, "But I will have mercy upon the house, and I will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen." I want us to say the prayer that, Lord, you are able to save us without bow, without swords, without horses. The Lord, we cry to you that you will save us with your mighty hands in the name of Jesus Christ. The bows we have cannot do what you can do. The sword we have is not strong enough to fight our cause. That is why we are crying for mercy, that you arise and save us in your mercy. in the name of Jesus Christ. We do not trust in horses. We are not trusting in princes. But Lord, we are trusting in you. We are trusting in your power that it's able to do more than what we think or expect of. We are trusting in your power, in your hands that does valiantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, deliver us in your mercy. We have no hope, we have no option, but you are the only hope we have. By strength shall no man prevail. Our strength cannot take us far, but we believe in your strength that is able to fight for us and give us victory. You are able to fight for us and lay victories into our hands. That is why we call on you. We are not thinking or resting on our abilities. We are resting on you that you arise and let your enemies be scattered. Lord, arise and scatter every enemies over our life, every enemies of you in our lives, every enemies that wants to prevent us from becoming, every enemy that wants to take our peace away. Lord, arise and let your enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, save us by your mighty hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Contend with everything that is contending with us in the name of Jesus Christ, and save us with your mighty hands. Save us in your grace. Save us in your power. Save us in your grace. Save us in your power. Save us in your mighty hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us victory that is evident. Give us victory that is more than human understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Brethren, please, I want us to listen to this as I round off. I know as human, we might have this thought of we are tired, because it feels like it's taking forever for our prayers to be answered. But this month has shown us how much we need you daily. Renew our strength again, not just for one day, but as often as we come to you. Take the hard things we have worked through and use them to shape us, to make us more like you. Keep us on guard, keep us close, and keep us building until we reflect your heart. We trust in you to carry us into the next month, to carry us into the next month stronger than we are at this moment, in the name of Jesus Christ. We use this video to pray for the children that are adopted, both young and old. Lord, we pray. We rely on you to fight our cause. Let your mercy speak over their lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word said, with you there is mercy and there is plenteous redemption. You are not short of redemption and you are full of mercy. Let your mercy speak over these ones, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy redeem their lives from the shackles of the evil ones, from the hands of those that are terrible, from the hands of the wicked ones. Save them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy speak and fight for their cause in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you because you've heard us. Oh, thank you because you will answer our prayers over these ones, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, like we do daily, I'm using this medium to remind you that there is nothing on this earth, there is nothing in this world. Our eternal home is the best. That is the place of rest. There is no rest on earth. As we journey every day, the Lord will continually put the consciousness of our eternal home in our heart, in Jesus' name, and it will help us to walk our life according to your will, so that we'll be fit for your kingdom. Renew our strength, forge us to become more like you. Help us to be conscious of our eternal home, in the name of Jesus Christ. We will make it to heaven. We will not fall by the wayside, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us, in Jesus' name. It is well with our spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' name. I hand you over into the hands of the Lord. The Lord keeps you. His face shines upon you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And his peace rest and abide in your heart, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you once again. Have a wonderful weekend.